Okay. And the things that you put the feed in for the hogs?
Trough.
Okay.
They call them feeders and so on, mm-hmm. but a trough is the old way they'd make a trough out of anything, you know. Uh-huh. Take a hollow log, nail ends uh-huh. in it and make trough. Mm-hmm. Back in the early days.
I saw, there's a place up here called Gum. Is the term gum used in the mountains to mean something like a barrel?
A gum? It'd be a drum.
A drum.
Drum.
But a gum doesn't have any meaning other
than it does for bees.
Okay, what does it mean?
It means a home for the bees.
A gum?
Yes.
A gum is a beehive?
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
Well, I sure didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
How about the noise that a young calf makes when it's being weaned?
Blading.
And how about a cow when she's hungry?
Lowing.
All right. And what about the... Ah, there he is. How are you?
Well, hello, Cicero.
Good to see you. Good to see you. I told about 8 people your joke about the Yankee on the roof of the hotel in Atlanta.
You're the Yankee.
Yeah, I'm back again. That was a good one. That was a fine joke. How about the noise a horse makes at feeding time?
Neighing.
Okay, the neighing. How about the gentle sound that a horse makes?
Nicker.
Yeah. And the a chicken on an egg, you'd call her a...
Setting hen.
All right. Now, that chicken bone that kids like to get a hold of...
The pulley bone?
Yeah. Do you remember the superstition that went along with that?
I know what people claimed, yes.
Yeah, that's
they
all.
Would pull it, and one got the shortest one would be the one that married first. I think that was mostly used by women, you know,
yeah.
They wanted to get married. Or
yeah, okay. Did you ever hear a part of that bone called the boy bone? One part of it called the boy?
Well, maybe that was the long part.
We recorded it.
Yeah.
Yes, we
yeah,
recorded
sure. And one called the house and land. That's used in East Tennessee.
Nope, you got
okay.
me.
Okay. Did you ever know them to put part of the bone or the whole bone up over the door?
Yep.
Okay.
And so is mistletoe.
Okay. No, I'm talking about the parts of the pulley bone.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, okay.
I went too far.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. When they put the pulley bone over the door, do you remember if they put the whole bone up there or just the part, the short end?
I believe the short end.
They just stuck the short end
I think the short end.
And then the story that I heard was the first, if a girl put it up there, the first boy that went under there was supposed to be...
A bow.
Yeah, right.
We called him a bow.
Okay. And when it's time to give your cattle their food, what do you call that?
Well, we call it feeding.
Okay. Would you call that anything like feeding time or chore time?
Oh, yes.
Which of those?
Well, feeding time, okay. Time to do your chores, that meant that covered a lot of things, feed the chickens, the ducks, and...
Okay.
Yeah. One old guy one time was... Maybe his grandkids come to visit this old fella, and he told him to go feed his ducks.
Uh-huh.
And the little fella went out and come back after a while, and he said, did you feed them? He said, yep. He said, what'd you feed them? He said, I fed them fodder. He said, was eating, and nobody said they was talking about it. Go ahead.
What other kind of fowl did you have besides ducks and chickens, commonly?
Sometimes we'd have geese and... Some people, they would have peafowls, turkeys. Well, we have had turkeys. And some people raise pheasants, too, but I've never got around.
How about guineas?
Oh, yes, I had guineas.
You know, you know, we were talking before about the tape recorder. When I was up in East Tennessee, this was up in, it was a place called Big Creek. It's outside of Bristol. And I was interviewing this lady and her husband up on the front porch. It was outside like this. And they had these guineas running around the house, you know, and I'd never heard guineas. I'd never seen guineas before, and I'd never heard them. And they sound like bedspring squeaking. They make this funny sound. So I was checking the tape recorder.